the panel. What was sort of the state of, I guess, sourcing at the time when you began in 2001?
Well, it was required by legislation, and it was aimed primarily at the A-76. And where most of that occurred is in defense, which I don't represent any employees in defense, and so my experience is with the civilian agencies. And Stan's, of course, is with defense, so you might have other insight into how
it started. Well, we'd gone through a number of years, a decade or more of increasingly contentious debate over what the government should be doing, what the government should be doing, how one decides where the work should be located, whether it should be a government source or a private source, how you get there, how you make decisions, and so forth. The debate had continued to spiral upward to the point over the last couple of years where it's become extraordinarily intense and contentious. And I think what Congress finally decided is they would like to step back from sort of the political edge and try to, through the auspice of the General Accounting Office and its independence, to get some supposedly, I hate to say this because we were on it, but it sounds self-serving, expert views and consensus from the various stakeholder communities on how to move forward with this, because it was getting very difficult. We had at the Defense Department numerous cases of very, very large requirements for which there were no bidders. And there were, from the private sector perspective, tremendous problems with the process. Similarly,